to go to the inyan of mincha on Shabbos and my Mot Shabbos, and a little bit about Shabbos Shiro. First, to get to mincha, Simon Reitz Tzadik Beis, is the three different halachas that come out over here, the inyan of Kriyas HaTorah by mincha, the idea of davening, and the idea that a person should not be kaver medrash by mincha l'mayriv. First, in the Kriyas HaTorah, the Torah is more in Bava Kama, Daphei Beis, Ezra, Mesakin, Ten Tekonas. The first tekona was the person laying by mincha on Shabbos. The other tekonas we already discussed a couple of times, the Negeh to Shabbos, by eating shum on Erev Shabbos, or the washing clothing on Erev Shabbos. The four things that get Shabbos, like you call it Erev Shabbos, according to some people. So one, the first thing is about having mincha on Erev Shabbos, it's about saying Kriyas HaTorah on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, what is the reason, not Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos, what is the reason? The Gemara says, Mishum Yosef Kronius, explains Rashi, that even though we have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Monday and Thursday, but some people will not make it on Monday and Thursday because they're very oisking and schayra, they're busy with their business, and therefore for these Yosef Kronius, therefore we had a special Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha on Shabbos for these people over here. They point out, therefore it comes out, this inyan of leading by Mincha on Shabbos is more kal, than a chiyuv kol kach, like the level of Monday and Thursday, like the level on Shabbos morning in and of itself. If, for example, they discuss, let's say you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, what to go do? In general, a person has to always switch the Sefer Torah. However, over here, Kamal the Maharavam, and Sefer Kufnu and Gimel, he brings down Maraman and Lublin. He says over there, since Ein Echeva Yoim Kol Kach is only the Sigur of Yeshua Kronius, therefore we do not switch it. The Shaychuv over here brings down those who want to disagree, and Tana Fakarit, so Kosaif, reading from Kriyas Torah, there is a Chiv as in the Sakin, you do have to switch it. A nafkamil lechur is a zechir kol kach is a question that Ilmik is discussing. Let's say you have a choice, one thing before shkia. You only have to daven mincha by shkia. You have a choice davening, or you have a choice of Kriyas HaTorah, what to go do. Come on the Peskin, Rav Shlomo the Zalman, Rav Shmuel, the come on the one time of loch is that why do we do tefillah? That's a chir. The whole idea of Kriyas HaTorah can maybe be on the seeper, still in the case of mincha b'Shabbos only in the chir kol kach. The vada, we have to make sure we daven before this man of shkia. In the Gerta Davening, so we start off by saying Ashrei and then Uvol Tzion, Mishavu brings down exactly why. We also, says Ramah, we say the Pasuk, Vanis Filosi, Lecha Hashem Eitz Rotzon. The reason says the Mishavu brings down the Torah for the Medrash, is because that by going where they have the Yom Tovim, they drink, they get very merry, and they be eating their own Tzurachim of their Simcha. I have us Chayasol, even though we drink, Vanis Filosi Lecha Eitz Rotzon, we still might be Davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. Therefore, come on, Mishavu discusses, let's say you have no same Torah, or even if you daven biyachid, do you still say the pasuk? Says Mishavu, Gad Maravam says you do not say it. Mishavu go like the Pesukim of Al Rab and others. Still, the no same Torah, you say the pasuk. Even when you daven biyachid, you still say the pasuk. Therefore, come along those one time. Let's say you come late, you middle of Kriyas HaTorah, do you still say it? The Mishavu the Maisi, you still have to say the pasuk. Come and say the Kli, so they were Mashav Atfila, even though we drank, even though we're still in the May Simcha, they give the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now the Pesukei Teshuva does bring down that since it's very choshev, apik divrei kabbalah, it's in the Or Rachmim, it's in the Zman Rotzen, the Bnei HaKabbalah say a person should say it when the Oren is opened, and therefore he says that's the correct time. The Maaseh Minhag does not seem to be this way. It seems to be that we say before we open up the Oren. Once we say Vanis Filosi, we say Berach Shemei. Now there's a shalom when exactly when to say Berach Shemei. It's interesting, the main Maramokin you're supposed to say, says the Shari Tshuva, is Minchan Shabbos. Once you say Minchan Shabbos, Agam say Shabbos in the morning, and then also that those who say, you say the Shabbos and the Mechol, lo yifsit. Where's the Shari Tshuva? You don't lose out saying it during the week. Mishmur, when you bring down the Avokha, Mishmur, not to your other places, he says, you say Shabbos, Bein the Mechol. But the Ikim Maramokin says the Shari Tshuva, say Minchan Shabbos. Now I know people somehow run a little bit late on Minchan Shabbos, not sure what they're doing. Or sometimes the shul itself don't give you enough time to say Berach Shemei. But Mai said this is certainly the correct time. They certainly should go say it to make sure you say it be'itoy b'zmanoy. Now there's a shalom of the Achonim want to go say it. You say it before you take out the Sefer Torah afterwards. But Moshe says you say it after you take out the Sefer Torah. I'll say before. Elu ve'elu. But Mai said Vlad, you should make sure you say Berach Shemei on Mincha. Now, when during davening, so come on the tour. And Mechav brings down, we start saying Tzikoscho. Now, the reason why we say Tzikoscho says Mishbua, because Yosef and Moshe and David, they passed away after Zman Mincha. Which brings down those one time that Moshe passed away in Erev Shabbos, the only Nignas on Shabbos. Or second reason why Mishbua says we say it's a Koscha, because the Rishonim Rochlez it back together. So we say it's a Koscha. Now, when do we say it? The Klal is very simple over here in Shulchan Aruch, that says Machaber, when we do not say Tachnun, we don't say it's a Koscha. We do say Tachnun, we do say it's a Koscha. That's therefore, Rosh Chodesh, you won't say it. Erev Rosh Chodesh, you won't say it. Chanukah, you won't say it. Ukadoimah. They do discuss what's the loch of the gate to Yechidim, that when people not say Tachnun, when the gate to Yoch, as an example, by a case when the Chosin is around, we don't say Tachnun. But it's not the Yoim, but the person. When the Chosin is around, you do not say it's Koscha, the Paiskim, yeah? When you, let's say you had a Bris on Shabbos, Sanduk, the Via event, so the Hoke is during the year, by Mincha, they don't say, but the Oilim does. Therefore, when they get to Koscha, says the Svar, Shmuel, and Chaim, and others say the same thing. They don't say it's Koscha, but the Oilim does say it's Koscha. And get to this year, this coming up Shabbos, you'd say it's Koscha, the Mice is Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, there's no Tachnun, therefore the Shabbos, you would not say it's Koscha. There's an interesting Tshuva by the Marie Bunyo, a Talmud of the Tumas Hadesh in the Rishon. He's a three-line tshuva. He's discussing over there a chidah, a riddle. When is it parsha after parsha for 9 weeks in a row, 1 week you say it's a koscha, and 1 week you do not say it's a koscha? When does that come out that way? A riddle. Says, you know when? When Tu B'Shvat comes out on Shabbos. This year. And he goes on making a cheshbon for you. He says, by parsha Shemois, you say it, because why not? By parsha Ve'eiro, it's Rosh Chodesh, so you don't say it. By parsha Boi, you do. Five B'Shalach, that's coming up in Parashah, it's Tu B'Shvat, if you don't, next week is Yisro, you do. The week afterwards is Erev Rosh Chodesh, therefore you don't. The week afterwards is Truma, you do. The week afterwards is Tetzava, it's Parashah Zochah, it's Erev Purim, therefore you don't. The week afterwards is Kisiso, you do. Then we have 9 weeks in a row. Afterwards, you don't say Yaakov Akuda, then the whole month you don't say it, because it's Parashah, it's Chodesh Nisan. Now what is the point of the Truma? I have no idea. But my son, there are chidah, a rishon, right in the doris. So my son, but there are 9 weeks, and the answer is this time when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shvat, comes out on Shabbos, comes out Tu B'Shvat on Shabbos, that's the nafkamino. Everyone should know that week after week, one week, we don't say it's a koscha. Now, upon this Indian that we say it's a koscha, and again, the first reason the Mishmur brings down up in the Medrash is because Yosef, David, and Shlomo. So Yosef, David, and Moshe passed away. Therefore, Kamal Gramon says a second Indian. Shloi lekvei beis medrash bei mincha lamayrev. Shloi lekvei medrash. You should not have a drosha, a shear between mincha lamayrev. The word of Mishnah means when it's samuch hashecha, meaning b'dav mincha gedola. You can't learn it. Can't have a drosha. But you have it samuch hashecha, you cannot. The reason is because Aloch is brought down the Yerodeh by Velas when the chacham shemes, when nasi shemes, the whole ear has mavat le beis medrash. Therefore, you cannot have a Yeshua drosha after Mincha, between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Kamal Mishmur says, once that's the klal, the loch is dafka in a tzibur. However, says Mishmur, when you have two people over here, which shnayim lindim batayim, but might see can, just like by Nasi, when he passed away in the house, you can, you also can. Voices are for shulchan, it's dafka in the case of the group. Want to have a yochid after Mincha, sit down and learn. You see a lot of times, after Mincha, people sit down, they learn the Mishnayis, they learn Shnai Mikra, whatever they're doing, Chumash, they're Yochid, the Maisa can. By the point out, says the Mishnah, Kuni Eli Rabbah, from the Sefer Manik, this halacha is only as the current Ba'almo, it's not an Isser. So if a guy does learn, don't make a machog against him, Yeshua Milismach, it's not an Isser here, it's his current Ba'almo. Now, Mishnah himself points out, there seems to be that those who had an Hogo, he brings up Eli Rabbah, Maral, and others, they did have the Droshes after Mincha. They did go do it. Says the Mishnah, very simple. Since the halach is that Avadi cannot learn Betzibur, or the Minig Natu, and what we're supposed to do is a Yochid can learn, but it seemed to be in those days they're very machmor, and even a Yochid wouldn't learn. And they lead to doing a Sichel Betelo in the Beis Medrash, which is Maisha's Osir, or they lead to other things they're speaking about that you should not talk about. Therefore, fine, so go back to the Maila of giving a Drosha to keep them away from Yisurim, and Avadi Yeshu Milismach, and therefore they give Droshas, or in Yone Musar between Mincha and Ma'ariv. I do see that those who come along point out that all the rabbis with Aftishim, they say drushes over here, they have a chalk as Yaakov says, the Pukhazi, the Minim Sadiqim, Chasidim, and all the different cities who don't seem to be worried about this Indian, and for good reason, because it's not an Isser, and it only leads to problems, they do not seem to worry about it. However, if you can, if you have the option to leave by yourself, not being part of the Tzibur, there certainly is a Minim not to go do it. I do see one safe one to Taina. This halacha is only negated to learning, not negated to Musr. Partially the Mishpura is not the way. The Mishpura says, even negated to Musr, you shouldn't, except you should be Lismach, if not Lita Dvam Batalim.
Is it that from Mishmanish?
The halacha is that a Yochid can, they get to Mishmanish. Clear Mishmanish.
Is
that Mishmanish? Yeah. You have to can learn. You still the way the rabbis have it, they have it in the shul, or a lot of people have it, or having it in the tzibah, they're being drushes. What? So why is yeshiva doing it?
Well,
that's it. Same cheshbon. Why dvar matanim you speak? What else can you do?
Every yeshiva does it.
My sister is there. That's clear. You should be listening to local to learn. The love after base matters. It has to be a mach makfir, some tzibah. They hold. That's an iser. Now, built upon this, I'm like discussing that there seems to be an hogger out there not to say good Shabbos after Mincha. I say good Shabbos. My mokum coming from the same Indian. Just like we have two halachas because Yosef, Moshe, and David passed away. We had the halachas of Koscha and that Kvei Medish. Therefore, there's one taina that when you're in Oval, the halacha is you're not supposed to greet a person. Therefore, not say good Shabbos. It's brought down to the stipel of this minute. Chaim Kineski says to have this minute, and of course, Ladach Good Shabbos. I see some people say a Guten, they don't say the word Shabbos. The other person gets being down, he's not giving any shalom, not greet a person at all. If he's swore, it should not make a difference whether it's Good Shabbos or a Guten, because the Mice idea is that Sugi Avelis shouldn't greet anybody. Now, if they greet you, fine, you respond back, it's still going to get to Avelis. The Mice, where is this minute coming from? It's not clear. The early source again is brought down in the Sikha beforehand. They do point out, David Bar Shabbos says he saw different people say good Shabbos, Rabbi Yashiv did, Rabbi Zvi Orbach, Adai Fisher, and Moshe Torbach, he asked him where the minig is, says no such minig, can't find any place. Of other Shuvah and Chel good discussing it, ain't there minig amukubal, and people do say it. So there are those mice who have this anoka, not clear where it's coming from, the idea is coming from over here, there's no real source for it. Yesh v'yesh. Timur Reitz HaDegimel is the halacha of Davin Moshe Shabbos. What? So now those who have the minig say Shia Malos, those who have the minig is saying some do and some don't. Some shuls do, some shuls. I'm sure you know the shul that you daven that doesn't say it doesn't say it. The one does daven does say it does say it. In Kilos Mei Torah, they only say Perkei Avos. However, the minig seems to be that that's the time when you leave. So I asked Rav Reuben that, you know, can a person have to say it, not say it? So he told me, saying it not does no. But leaving, when the tzibah disappears, about 70, 80 people leaving out of 100 people there, that is certainly the bizarre being pushed by the tzibah that you can't do. You don't want to say it, don't say it, sit down, learn something else. Don't want to say it, space out, do whatever you want. But to leave, be pushed. It seems a time to leave, to beat the other 50 people before you. That is the concern in the bizarre and the tefillah itself. Simurates the Gimel, the gate Mayrev. So, come on the Mechabit Tlatzofa, idea of being Moisif, Mechol al Kodesh. So, first idea of being Moisif, the truth is Manati Moisif, one time on Erev Shabbos, one time on Motzei Shabbos. The gate to Erev Shabbos is there as Manati Moisif. So, when we learn the circuit of the Mechabit Gimel, the Shibur says the Shir is not a Kol Shu, it's more than that. How much is it? He makes a Cheshbon either between 1.5 minutes to 11.5 minutes. Different Swam give different numbers, or Moshe seems to say, 2, I'll say 4, 6, 8, whatever the numbers are. Negate over here by Moshe Shabbos, no one really gives numbers, and they point out, Api Cheshbon, first of all, the Mot says, you should be Marechim, Huachim, to Moshe Chol al Kodesh. You say, Huachim. Now, that's not going on for a minute and a half, no matter what shul you're in. There's some people take a talent, say 10 seconds. That's even talent already. Might say, point out, look, it sounds like the Mot, there is no Shir, by Moshe Chol al Kodesh. The Oid Mishibu and Simon Topesh Chavdal brings down the Get to Motzim Kippur. He said there is no share in the Get of Motzim Shabbos. The Fushim of Ravam and Simon Kufay Ches also discussing this Indian. He says the Get to Motzim Shabbos is Sagim and Mashu. Mashagim, Erev Shabbos is not the way. Now there is a Deck Mavava over here on the page that says Sai Erev Shabbos and Motzim Shabbos is a Mashu. So again, Erev Shabbos is a Machloikis. When the Get to Motzim Shabbos, the Poskim seem to be very clear, the Get is a Mashu. Fun, a second, 2 seconds, or Achum, that takes about 1.5 seconds, that Maisa is your Maisa Mechol al Kodesh. Now, some people start saying Hurachum a couple of seconds before the Zman. That defeats the entire purpose. The purpose is to be moitzes. That means when you hit this man, then you take the extra second to say it. Only a second to it. That's all it really is. That's to get moitzes mechal al ha-kodesh over here. Now, come on to the mechaber and it brings down the person daven early before this man. So first before b'makamaynis, first a regular person. Once you go daven, you daven once nighttime. Let's say you're machmir for Rebbeinu Tam. So person daven by Rebbeinu Tam. Well, no, you like lav minyanim. They daven 20 minutes before Rebbeinu Tam and they finish by Rebbeinu Tam. And if they do have dollar by Rebbeinu Tam, he comes to the yatsiv, the closing murder. He says the ma'aseh be machmir Rebbeinu Tam. So you daven after Rebbeinu Tam. Why be machmir Rebbeinu Tam? Because it's how to get him doing malach over here. Says the Mishabura, what's the reason why you should not daven early? Achshashi says you might lead to malachal. The other says the Divya Yatsiv, if you mach for Rebbeinu Tam, you have to daven Maiv also after Rebbeinu Tam. Chaim Kanevsky says that way. Come on, Lepiske Truvin, he says, let's analyze why be mach for Rebbeinu Tam. If you hold Medinoi, Avada 100%. Maiv is not worse than Abdullah, and if you have to daven after Rebbeinu Tam. He says, however, if you're only doing Mitzad Chumr Ba'almo, and especially you make on the Rabbanans, therefore, it's only a chash of you. It might lead to case of malacha. That's why it seems to be numerous places that have a minig. Those who are, there's usually two minyan, one bezman, one 20 minutes before Rebbeinu Tam, because they want to finish Rebbeinu Tam. Those people are trying to get Rebbeinu Tam. But what are they doing? Before they have to daven Maariv after Rebbeinu Tam. That's what nighttime is. You can't daven Maariv early. Elamai, they're doing it because they're doing it not because they hold Rebbeinu Tam. The chash or chumro, the chanami, they finish Rebbeinu Tam, and then afterwards they make Avdolah. Well, that's where it's coming from. So again, if you hold Rebbeinu Tam, because you daven Maariv after Rebbeinu Tam, otherwise, there seem to be numerous places. What? Shema, yeah. Some question: why in the world that we have people who are machmir Rebbeinu Tam do not seem to be machmir on Shema? It could be that some of the Kriyas Shema Lamito, and I Kriyas Shema have depends how many parshis you say. So the machlokes are poskim shakdai mishtabura. How many parshis are there? I submit them. Those want to say maybe the first pasuk. Some say the first parsha. Mishtabura God says first two parshis, Shema and Vahoyo. So according to the Mishabura, if you less to say the whole Shema Vahoya by Kriyas Shema Lamito, you have a question on the Mei Tam next. But I think they passed only the first parasha. He did hold to say it? Mishabura says he can. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Mishabura says, I mean the parasha says, he said Kriyas Shema. Now, that's Shloim B'mokam Oynis. B'mokam Oynis comes on the Mechaber and says, you let a daven and say Abdullah with Plagim in Chalamaylo. That means already before Shkia, you can daven Ma'ariv, you can make Abdullah, you can do any malacha, it's all Shabbos. What? Okay, fine. We're bringing down this halacha. My colleagues feel it, we're going but come along the halacha with Samech that. That we can make, Mechaber said, Mokim Oynis, what Oynis says, you have to go do a mitzvah. A mitzvah is an Oynis for people, you have to go do a mitzvah. And therefore, in that case, you can go daven Ma'ariv and do Abdullah from Plagin onwards. Halacha comes with a Shabruah and brings down the Bach and the Mashal, Mogarvom, and he says, since it's the Dovah, Tmur Lerabim, you can go do it. This is a Kwal in the Yodet, Tim Rishman and Beis. Halacha is that things that are mutter, but people on the spot think Abdullah on Shabbos, I can go do that. You can't do things that Tmur Lerabim. The Debatina, for example, has a tshuva. Can you take things out of your car on Shabbos? Open up the car, don't take things out. It's a klish shalach l'isser. You have to get things out. Stuck in karmi. Avadik, can open up your door. Someone sees you do that, like, what are you doing? You're not laughing, you know? It's about mul rabim. The numerous tshuvas of a person coming down to see sewing, they can do things. After you educate them, then you can go do it. Right, okay. But until you educate them, Moshe has a tshuva about. Alright, different tshuvas, they get to different things. About the question over here that once people know things can change over time for sure, but if you don't know, then that's number one. The Mishabur says, well, Oedis come along and says to be machmer, it might lead to doing malach on Shabbos. But he says, especially us, we hold to that marriage after this man, after that plug and onwards. So you have an istim inside davening marriage over here. And that mina that would come out, maybe, is that we're discussing over here davening marriage saying Abdul before this man. People will keep Rebbeinu Tam, the machmer Rebbeinu Tam, they won't make Abdul before Rebbeinu Tam. Can he listen to Abdullah from somebody who made Shabbos and Shabbos after 40 minutes? He's making Abdullah before Rebbeinu Tam. He's making Abdullah basically and you before the end of your Shabbos. Can you be yaitzah with him? They point out from this halacha, it's not Tmur L'Rabim. Come on, Shom Zalman, the Shemir Shabbos brings down also that no one sees any Tmur L'Rabim when you hear Abdullah. You don't see that. So we don't have this problem over here. It's had my Siddhar Ma'ariv. Usually it's a case of a chum over here, even that Yeshlon is making a gzeir over here. Therefore, technically, halacha, if you hear Havdalah from person before this man, which numerous people do, people are makhmei tam, they hear from others here who maisa are before this man or their remain tam, the yoytz Havdalah. That's called halacha. Avada yoytz Havdalah, not a problem over here. Once the yoytz Havdalah, they discuss interesting questions. Three different points to get to Havdalah. Number one is, can you eat after Havdalah before this man? That means the halacha to get to Reitz Tzadik test, a person cannot eat before Mount Shabbos. Why can he eat before Mount Shabbos? I mean, you come home, everyone else has to make Havdalah, he can't eat. What's the reason? Is it didn't Havdalah? Or didn't you have to wait till Mount Shabbos? So you go to the Simon Reitz Tzadik test, it's involved, it's didn't Havdalah. They have come along with Pim Godom and Shavuot, and they come along and they say, let's say you heard of Havdalah, you're Reitz Havdalah, you can eat. That means if you heard of Havdalah before this man, you can eat, but still can do malacha. So number one, the gear to eating, you can eat, no problem. Number two, what about mitzvah neir shavoy? So come along, I'm over here and says when you make Havdalah of Mokam Oynes, he says you cannot light the candle. So Nelamais is a problem. Now he is lighting the candle for himself. Can you be yitzir with him? So first, come along, the grass of Shemir Shabbos says you have no candle. What do you do at night later on after this man? You light the candle, but maybe you can be yitzir with his candle over here. When you get the sugar of Havdalah, a nesh shaloi shavas. Because he cannot make a bracha negayet Havdalah. Meaning, let's say a guy lit a candle for himself on Shabbos, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, can you make Havdalah upon it? The Chazal said he cannot make Havdalah upon that. So what is this candle over here? The ner was not Shabbos, because the guy lit before a minute of time, he did malacha deraisah. Can you be yaisah with him? So, the case over here in Shulchan Aruch discussed with me, plak and onwards, even the music cannot end Shabbos. Over here, myself, people don't be machba. Really, I think it really depends why be machba for. Be machba for deraisahs, and do abonons, the chura, echam, and not yaitu this ner, and then you have to wait till after Havdalah, make your own ner. But if you mean machma only said the chumra shiboy, the whole idea of nesh lo shavas, and maybe someone said even Havdalah, the only thing do abonon. So you're not machma for do abonons. So the chura, you could be yaitu with this ner over here. They get to besomim what to go do. So I mean, they get eating, no problem. They get in there, I think it really depends what your kabbalah is. They get to besomim, so there are two different prima gadams. One prima gadam says, you can smell it, why not? What's the big deal? There's another people that says, can you smell it? What happened to the Shema? They say they never left you yet. You have to smell it again on Moshe Shabbos. The man grasping it down says, so why smell it now for? Only smell it on Moshe Shabbos. Well, it's a mice of body, you can't smell it. The question is, do you have to, after Shabbos, make sure you get besomim again? Now, if you mach with time for the derises, I assume, you know, Shema is a hell of a year because that's the derises over here. Maybe you have to say, you should still take the besomim afterwards. A gam that kona chazal, only the abonim, maybe you can't be mekul. So if people come along, the minik is seems to be that people makhav any time they have dal before this man. Number one, number two, they can eat. Number three, the ner, the shalom can be yaitu with it. Number four, negate the besamim. It sounds like it's better to take the besamim again after Shabbos and make a bracha upon it. Negate to the third point. This week, Pashas, Pash B'Shalach. Come along, the Pashas that says when Klaiso went out of Mitzrayim. They had Kriyat Yamsuf, the Yam split, Klai Yisrael went through, came along the Goyim, they tried, and they got drowned. Klai Yisrael saw the Nesha that happened, afterwards they sang Oz Yosher. That's why this week's parsha is called Shabbos Shiro. Sing Oz Yosher. The difference between Hokkit and Klai Yisrael negates Shabbos Shiro. One minik that's brought down by the Bach and Simon Reish Chest, that Klai Yisrael has a minik to eat, Chit Mishlemim Mubushalom, to eat whole cooked wheat. And therefore, the Bach and the Al Rab and the Shai Shuvah, they're all discussing there, what bracha do you make in a whole cooked wheat? I said, I've not seen this minig anywhere. Let's put it down with the Gala Freidim. The minig you do that's before Sam is the minig that's brought down, the Elam gives birds to go eat on Shabbos Shiro. Now, what is the reason why we give birds to eat on Shabbos Shiro? And how to go do it exactly? So, there are numerous reasons among the Sfarim to go with the two main reasons the Elam likes saying over. One is brought down by the Tosfos Shabbos or Hashulchan Simon Shinchov Dalet Ba'osnol for Shabbos, that when we came out of the Yam and he said Shira, the bird said Shira with us together, and therefore Kein the Inyan of Akaras Atoyv, or the idea that Hashulchan says to remember the idea of the Simcha we have in the Shira at the Yam, therefore we feed the birds over here. One reason. The second reason is this week's Parsha, Klaiso received the month. Every day we got the month. Talmud Torah and says that we received the month double Erev Shabbos. The covered Shabbos, and then Shabbos will not be any month. So make sure you take double Erev Shabbos, the covered Shabbos. Came among the Dostan Vaviram, Rishoyim, they want to make a Chil Hashem. Middle of the night they went out, they put out, they had how much money they had, I'm not sure, and they want to put out little drops of money here and there. and therefore lita kesev and chil Hashem. They see the mundane come, came on the version of the night, and asosam. They took their ate up the mon. They woke up in the morning. There's no mon anywhere, and there's a kid Hashem. And therefore the dairy dairies every year we feed birds, because what happened a few thousand years ago? They ate the mon that would have created a quasi chil Hashem, made a kid Hashem out of it. Therefore we give them a curse to tell you. And therefore, my daughter this past winter Shabbos, she said over this part of why we give the birds. My daughter is Tzipora, with her bas mitzvah, and she said over building upon this, we have to learn the concept of a curse time. And then she gave a curse time to a wonderful father, how great he is, and the mother of a chulu. And I actually wrote the drasha. It's a very nice thing I wrote about myself. But so that's the end of. It's actually interesting. Who wrote it? Like, I might say kin have a bas mitzvah, a shiloh, so I made sure it's la malka, so it's mitzvah anyway. It's la malka.
Didn't give us
what? No. Now, so therefore, these are the two main reasons why they discuss the in of having Shabbos Shiva, giving birds what to go eat. Now, the question is, can you feed birds on Shabbos? So first, in general, to feed animals on Shabbos, the sugya and the daf and heim and beis brings down you cannot feed animals on Shabbos. The farshim say, Rashi says, it's the sugya of tircho. To feed animals is the sugya of tircho. However, the Gemara has a shak for Tarya, having the maskono. When can we, when can we not feed birds? So it's clear in the Gemara, when it's mezainos in the lechel, when it's your responsibility, of course you can't feed them. That means for a while I had ducks in my house this past year, the kids don't have fish.
No more?
Not anymore. It was enough. It was either the ducks or the kids. Somebody said, we don't have them anymore. But for a while we did, and on Shabbos, what do you do? Mezanos lecha, how do you feed them? That's clear. That's your responsibility over here, not a shiloh. The question is, come along, the Ran says, there are two times. Ran says, Mezanos lecha, go feed them. V'oid, if it's not shchiach to have this food, you can also feed them. The other way it says, what the Gemara says, not to feed them, is water. There's water all over the place. Don't feed them. However, the Gemara says, that you give birds chitin nusarim. The Gemara says, clearly, the question is, that's the maskano. The Ran says, it's not shchiach to have chitin nusarim. So vadi lafi birds in Shabbos to have this thing. So Ran says number one either mezanos lecha or chita v'tzarin. Come on, the Rambam and does not go this way. Rashi in the sugya is clearly that way. The loch is you only give animals in the mezanos lecha, or animals that are starving are nichol to get a mezanos lecha. Example: dogs are always starving. Gemara says they're not your dogs. That's your responsibility. You always allowed to give dogs. So two different halachas among the Rishonim what to go do. Halacha la'maisa and machav being zam. Let's put on the sheets to go learn if Elim did. It's very clear that we paskin you cannot feed any animals unless mizanois and alecho, unless it's your responsibility or the starving nichol together mizanois and alecho. Building upon this, come along the Magen Avraham over there on Simon Shinuch Avdalid. Yeish noigim loses chitin b'shabbos shiro l'tnei ha'ifis. Those who give birds what to go eat in Shabbos shiro. Ve'ein enochlin. It's incorrect. She'ein mizanois and alecho. By Beis Yosef, to like early Shabbos, we do not pass like the Rambam. We pass like the Rambam. Says the Magen Avraham, ain't an ochlin. It's not mitzvah shalecha. You cannot give birds Shabbos shiro. And therefore, the Eliyabo and the Berhetu and the Graz and the Kitzer and the Kamalim Mishmuan says they all bring down the lashon of Magen Avraham. Ain't an ochlin. It's incorrect. The Yavit says a little bit of a stark lashon. His words are shtus ruve iser. Shtus. Ma'aser, we pass like the Rambam. Even Isfira Bonal, you want to give birds to go eat something? You even is over here. They asked the Chaznish to get his question. He said, awesome, the Maisi can go do this over here. And Chaim Kineski is brought down and he said that the disciple used to give on Shabbos until the Chaznish came over to him and says, what are you doing? It's Magen Avraham. It's the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore the disciple stopped giving over here on Shabbos. And therefore, there are those who say, we should not do it. And in Ochel, we have a promise to make a machal against them not to go do it. Atal HaShedi, Ki Yidua, the Ilum, or a large chelik of Klai Yisrael, for the Cholopak, as I mean, a Motzir Klai Yisrael, do give birds to go eat on Shabbos Shiro. Where are they coming from? Well, we'll get to them. There are those who give on Shabbos. Yes. Mishibur brings down the minig already. Yeshnoikim, Mishibur says this. But he says this is a minig. And he writes that a few hundred years after Magen Avraham. That means it didn't change yet. It means the Magen Avraham brings down Yeshnoikim and Einochon. And 200 years later, come on, Mishibur says Yeshnoikim, they didn't listen to Magen Avraham, but Einochon. Same thing. Maestro, what's the reason I point out? First of all, I point out the whole issue you have to realize is only to do. Abonim tell the sugya of Tircha, number one. Number two, they're those building. Number two is, come on, the early Shabbos that we pass like the Ram. Coin the Ram, the body you can. Number three, they point out, the Chanish says, we don't pass like the Ram. But those who semich upon the Ram, ain't lo hifsit. Chanish, the Maestro says, lo hifsit, in the Simon and Ches. they do ask maybe if Chanan says not to go do it, it's also well, hifsid. So maybe you can say, maybe you should not do lechatchilo, or since so many people give birds what to go eat on Shabbat Shira, it's not shchiach, and for you to go give them, you're not getting out of it. The whole grand you studied is what? It's not shchiach achid v'sayim. Maisa Shabbat Shira is shchiach. So you don't have the head to go give them anymore chit in the sayim on Shabbat Shira. Could be dafkin Shabbat Shira is being matmer. A fourth reason is this more to be matter is that we learn the halacha in Simon Shilam and Gimel, says Ramal, a shvus is mutter b'mokim mitzvah. Says it be halacha. If you've got a shvus mutter b'mokim mitzvah, says, yeah, when the shvus is a case of umdin nechal or tircha, is mutter b'mokim mitzvah. Says the Taisha Shabbos over here, says Aruch HaShulchan, why are you giving the birds? Gain the end of a mitzvah and hog and cloud yourself, a mitzvah you landed over the din of tircha. So the whole reason why you cannot feed birds on Shabbos, you decided to give tircha. Here is nichl the concept of the Torah Shabbos numbers are going to bring down and tell us to go over here of mitzvah. A fifth reason the Kamal Dorach HaShulchan says, why are we giving the birds for? Not for the birds, it's for us. To remember the simcha of the idea of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Maybe mitzvah us to teach us the idea of Karas HaToyim. Not to make mitzvah the birds, we don't really care. It's mitzvah us over here. Avad mitzvah us, we all love Matriach ourselves. Lo Yitzhak Mukir Chaim, he's running in Russia, or the Neventhal in Taino. That when they're not food around for anybody, but when the dogs are starving, you gotta go give them. When it's very cold and freezing or the shelling outside, so even the birds have no food to go eat. So they've never started discussing the shelling outside, so then eat, just like you gotta give an animal, you gotta give the birds over there also. We have Kamnetsky, you want to say another reason, the seventh reason, you want to tie no, the Gemara says a kelev is starving. The Gemara God of Abbas says two things are starving, a kelev and an orev, ravens. So a lot of places have ravens, New York have ravens. So there we will put out mitzvah to give ravens. Boy, come on, Korchaim. A few hundred years ago, the Chavos Yoseh says the Mogavim saying, "Don't give it lefnei oifis in front of them. That's tircha." But put it out, they come on themselves. It's not nichol is over here. So we have numerous reasons over here why the Achrayim is saying it's not a problem. Lachilu you can, and therefore the Aruch Hashulchan writes the minig Yisrael Torahu. Might we follow the Torah? And the Achrayim might the Torah minig Yisrael Torahu. Come on, since the Yezda says, Yireim, Mushleim, and Maisi go do it that way. The word Levi is Chain, Vadi Yosef, and the Nachlam Yisol, and Einavim, and Einavim. And therefore, the Maisi are those who the Maisi do give it on Shabbos. What to go do? Elu ve'elu jivu le'kim chayim. Those who try to get both on Hoggis. The type of Maisi that get used to give on Shabbos till the Chanus came along and told him not to. So he had a problem. Minig Yisol is here, and Mishpur says, Einin Ochon. So how in the world do you get both on Hoggis to make sure the birds have food? And at the same time, not be over what Mishpura says, that the sugya in an ochlin of tircha. So one answer was brought down that the Chanish himself was knowing, and the stifler after was knowing, and the Chanish said what to go do, is to give it after Shabbos. Since Shabbos is mamshach into Moshe Shabbos, therefore go give it after Shabbos. Now some places it brings down, he said Yom Rishon, sometimes he said Moshe Shabbos. But the Maaseh said to give it after Shabbos, that's not Meshachah, and still you're having the idea here of a Karas Toiv, and then Simcha of Shir Siyam, the same concept over here. Ke'inzeh is brought down from the Torah Shabbos, but I think more people do, is give Erev Shabbos. Torah Shabbos 150 years ago, it brings down, give it Erev Shabbos. Even when you have it on Shabbos, that doesn't mean give it Friday morning. What I do with my kids, after Lachas Neiris, we buy bread, we dance around, we make a lachaim over there, they don't drink, they have some soda, fine, so the Maisa, and then we have it, and by night time, the Maisa is still there, and they have it also on Shabbos. Brought down to have it, you can do it before Shabbos. A third of August brought down the Nishma Shabbos, he says put it Erev Shabbos and cover it. Come on Shabbos, I'm uncovering it. It's not nichlus sugya tircha. It's only minaya. It gets about all malachas by minaya and ma'aseh mutter. Everyone knows if the wind's coming, you blow out the candle. You can close the door and make sure the wind comes, not blow out the candle. Everyone knows the new machon technology, refrigerators, the sharp to open the refrigerator and let the air go in is only nichlus sugya of maybe blocking the wind not going inside. The Vatican can use these refrigerators. So same idea over here. They want to take off the cover. I'm saying that for a reason. Taking off the cover for the case over here to get the food. That's not nichlus sugya of tircha. A fourth option, the way the Shemir Shabbat brings down, it was from the Rav Tzvayim, we really found the Eshel Avram, the Buchadshah, is that you have your tablecloth. In the olden days, you actually had hard table plastic or hard tablecloths today, everyone just rolls them off. But in the olden days, meaning when I was young, so they used to have, didn't have these plastics, so what you do, you have to shake them out. So you go over to the window, you shake them out. You're doing it to get rid of the crumbs. Agav, now the birds have food. Gavaldik wasn't a problem. They do get a with one sugya, inside the sugya of Zerah, of winnowing. Fine, but let's put this aside. We discussed that one time to go like the Yishami, not like the Yishami. The Mishmur said we're not close to the Yishami. Then it's not a problem. So you come along with those that have four different answers of what to go do. And they get the sugi, we want to become the minik and not go against the Mishnah Berurah. Either Erev Shabbos mud Shabbos or cover it and then uncover it, or take your tablecloth and shake it out. Other nuggets people have is this week's Shabbos Shiva is the gate to Oz Yashir. Now, to say Oz Yashir, we say every day. You should know that, says in the Siddur, if you come on time. So come on the Sefer Charedim and Perakai and Gimel, and it brings down that person saying, Bekol Ubesimcha Rabo, and the way the Mishmur brings down Simon Aleph from the Sfarim HaKadoshim is Moichloi Avinoisov. Moichloi Avinoisov, you say, Bekosimcha, Moichloi Avinoisov. Now, people look around for schoolers and brachas and yonim. Mishmur is bringing down that Moichloi Avinoisov, if a person says it, Bekavono. You have to realize most of the people who come level late, one of the first things a person skips is Oz Yashir. You have to realize what you're missing out over here. You have to also realize how much of other things are also then, if this is one of the things you skip first. But you have to realize what you're missing over here. You're missing out from the Chil over here. Now, the Negev to Oz Yashir, there is a question, should you stand Negev to Davening and Negev to when you have a Kriya Satoru. Negev to Davening, the weather moment, it brings you down to Simon Aleph. It sounds like only stand by Baruch Shomar, by Baruch Tovin, and Yishtabach, and not by Oz Yashir. If the Mishmura says, when it means it down, you stand by Baruch Tovid until Atahu Hashem Elokim. That means you don't stand for Oz Yashir. The Mice is brought down, the Kishon Aruch says to stand. They bring down Chaim Noah says to stand by Baruch Tovid until the Yishtabach straight. And therefore, those have an hogging to stand also by davening. What's more of a tumult is the gear to the Kriyas HaTorah this week. Do you stand by Oz Yashir? Come along the negate this week and negate next week by Saras and Divras. People stand, come on with Moshe, and they ask him, how in the world can you stand? What, this is a Torah from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is not. This is Mochosh and the other parts. Looks like in the Venus over here. So Moshe, when he writes the Tshuva back discussing the Ge'er, specifically by Seret HaDibros, he says, everyone must stand. I said to him, this is Mochosh, not Mochosh. It simply has a mila to it that people are standing it, read it from Kadosh Baruch Hu, all Seret HaDibros, and Targ Mitzvah, Nichol, inside the Seret HaDibros, that everything, it's very Choshev in and over here. It's one that's a Seret HaDibros. Everyone understands why people stand for it. It's not Nichol HaSugya. People think this is from Kadosh Baruch Hu and this is not from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Same concept, you can't say in the Geirat Seret the Oz Yashir. People understand that the pinnacle idea of Yetziyat Mitzrayim, the final point which we have, the whole idea every single day of Yetziyat Mitzrayim, from Kriya Shema, from Tefillin, from Tzitzis, what is that? That is Oz Yashir. That's by the Shiro. Therefore, people understand the side of standing. Atzad HaSheni, Avad Yosef brings down the Tshuva of Rambam, Parador, Reis Amar Gimel, that he says the person should not stand, Tzorch L'Noyom, Nicholas looks like he's singing, this is the Torah, all things are over in the Maitre, not the Torah, and therefore the Mavuch among the Swarm is Manazed, the person have a right to stand or not. The Maitre, most Swarm seem to say you can't stand, but Chutz Mizeh, the person will come out, there's not much of an Afkamino. Zaira Moshe and Shai the Avad Yosef come along and agree, let's say that Tzibur does stand, you do not stand, you're parish from the Tzibur. And everyone agrees the Maitre L'Chur, you should not be parish from the Tzibur. You can't be different than them. That means even though you, the Lochid maybe shouldn't, become them with Shmuel and others and Moshe and others say, the Maitre is to be parish from the Tzibur, then the Maitre you can't. Give me parish from the Tzibur. So let's see the Rav of the Shul, you can show what's going on. Otherwise, whatever the Tzibur does, that the Maitre will you go do. Those who are tiny, who want to be Machmer and not go against the Rambam, it looks like he's thinking this is more Choshev, they say either stand for the whole entire Parashah of B'Shalach, or the Chol HaPachas at the beginning of the Leah, or if Shmuel says even a couple of Pesukim before as Yashir, you stand before and just showing that everything is Choshev, but here I'm standing beside the being Nichol and Tzib over here, but to show them the whole entire Torah over here is Choshev.
Where's the meaning that people stand every week?
That's put down Shulchan Aruch. That's put down the
Shulchan Aruch. Every week.
Because the Gemara clearly says you don't have to. The Gemara says you don't have to. The Gemara says you don't have to, except there's a Maila too. So there's a Maila. Depends how much energy is
going to
spend
here. The Goyim
was
against
the Sorry?
The Goyim?
Hold the stand. Not stand. No, the Yeshiva always, even Chaim Mullah stands. They're found willing to grow. Yeah. Another thing to get to Oz Yashir, some places have, when you say during davening, some people say Pasuk Pasuk. I don't think Yeshiva they say it that way, but a lot of people say Pasuk Pasuk at least once a year, as I say slowly, Bekavona, Besimcha Rabba. That's how all the Chesisha places, all of them do it, all the Shtiblach do it that way. But why, at least one time, maybe Mechalai Vanaisav. Another meaning, to get to this week, and you'll see similarly to get to tomorrow, is in the saying Pashat Amon, which is not Pashat B'Shalach. Now first, the end of that people are going to have a Ramkel go around tomorrow, you say Pashat Amon, Shnayim Mikvah HaTargum. First, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph, the first Siman, in Sifei, Tayyip Loimer, and every single day Parsha Shemon. Mechaber. Mechaber says so. Right? Not the Ram called, the Mechaber says it. The Mechaber says it every day. Explains the Mefarshim, Beis Yosef, Mishbuah, all the Achrim say why. The whole idea of saying Parsha Shemon is coming to show us the Ashkocha project of the Mezainos of a person is called Biyad Hashem. The fact that we see the Mon that every day came. Every day it came to feed the foshes you had in your family. That means it went misbelieve regardless. You had 9 people. The next day you had a baby, you got 10. That 6 at a time, you got 16. A call be out of Hashem, everything that's called a process. I recently got an email about someone who was saying, it's very nice they help out people. We should just be more aware of the people that sometimes they don't realize they're not responsible, that life gets harder and tougher. And then to Mazarism, they think about Panosa, and sometimes to go out. And it would be more worried about their achrayis to their responsibility of their family and the mishpacha, and the idea negates take care of the parnasa. So, what I wrote back is basically you have to understand the idea of parnasa. First of all, I told them, B'nai Chutzlar, it's not B'nai Yisrael, it's a whole different parasha. B'nai Chutzlar, I don't think there's not one person that's not thinking about parnasa. I think everyone is responsible. I think it weighs upon everyone's head. I can only talk from my generation, not yours, but I know that my chever already starting to make chasnas. I have a daughter that's 18, a boy that's 20, his birthday's today. So we already have that one time it's not weighed upon my mind what to do about this Indian, this question, expressing yourself, theories, and classes, and apartments, you know, it weighs everyone's mind. So to say that people do not know, don't think about it, I think that was a little bit shallow by this person. Maybe I shouldn't say that, you might hear it. But I think everyone knows that it does. That's first of all, number one, people do think about it. Number two, what's the response back? You have to respond back. I think everyone does know that he said, I should be or the Tzibur and speak about it. So I said, I'm not going to speak about it. Why should I speak about it? I think everyone knows about it. Or if you say it this way, I think it's the same result. No, I don't think it weighs upon anyone's I think it weighs everyone's mind. I don't think anyone's not responsible, number one. The question is, what are we doing? What's going on? It's first, when you, over the years, me and my Chaverim, we will listen to different Gedolim this question. It's a good question. It's a valid question. No, where's our responsibilities to our Christ and what the situation leads us to go do, that we have to be responsible for those things that seem to be above and beyond what the panos we bring in. So first, what seems to be more cool is that, number one, as long as the main insight, as long as your family is healthy and happy and serene and calm and no one feels missing and belittled or lacking due to the situation you're in, then first of all, the kol b'yad Hashem. If there's a chesaron in the house, Parnosa, food, people feel chesaronis over there, avada, you have to take care of it, you have to leave the base medrash and make sure it's takar. To stay in Torah is to take care of your parnosa, that's klar. As long as, first of all, the house is fine, that's all that you take care of, that's klar. So number one, I think everyone does care about it. I think number two is, you have to make sure everything is happening in the house correctly. Now, number three is, obviously you have to do your basic shabbos. You can say, you know, I'm staying back doing nothing. No, women, what kind of shabbos? No, most people eventually have some position, some yeshiva, they get the basic panosa. You learn a kirel Friday night, you learn a kirel in the morning, you know, different things to go join, be part of. You have to do your shabbos over here. The women, they seem to do their panosa also. They do their chelik over here.
But you have to
find need or want. The basic difference.
They feel they're lacking.
They know, first of all, if you live in the correct civivo, it depends. They might feel lacking relative to Americans, but if you live over here and they're part of the civivo around you, everyone's in the same boat usually. You're all lacking. So therefore, they usually don't feel it. It's harder for the parents sometimes than the kids. People don't, children in general, unless you don't show them the gashmias, they don't sense they're missing because everyone's in the same situation. And if you show them the gashmias, that's your fault.
So you live in America and you see the
No, so they understand that's American life. So most of the kids understand that if you start bringing it here, that's where the problem is.
How many people live in America?
Oh, I'm discussing. Discussing us who are living here. And also plan to stay here, Bezer Hashem. Fine. Now, the mice at the end of the day, the terrace is Ashkoch Kol B'yad Hashem. I know tons of people who went to work, but I still have also. The same boat as the guys sitting and learning over here. And sometimes they're even worse with the claims of responsibilities, because then they have to live up to the Jones and the Richardsons, and they're not going to get there. So I might say, if I care, everyone knows the last Mishnah, it's a song. the Mishnah and the Kedushin says that, you know, the Parnos of Yahashem, This is what the side of one is. That's what they're going around the Ram calls tomorrow. That's what the whole the side of here thing every single day. Parsha one. Why to teach you the idea of Ashkocha Pratis? That's the side of a point side. That's a bad to shalas. I said we have to make the shalas. No, that also you said that also you're gonna do over here. But we have to do what we can, make sure it's sweet and happy as Sviva. And then you have to always realize that called Mekodesh Baruch Hu. Now this in of saying the Parsha Amon, again, we have Zol said every day. It's interesting, it's one of the 10 Schiris, the Mir Siddur, Elias Lido, has been done, that some have 6 Schiris. There's one of the 10 Schiris saying the Parsha Amon over here. For Oid, Mishmur B'Gzham, the Yishalmi, the Gdol HaKhod B'Gzham, the Yishalmi, Kol Ha'im HaParsha Amon, Mavtorech Lo'i L'Yismayit, M'Mizanoi Sov. It's a talko, that if you say the Parsha Amon, you won't be Mizmayit from your Mizanoi. I can have people running around for schoolers, panosa, this idea, that idea, this rebbe, this makubal over here. Meister, we have clear things. Oz Yoshir, Kavono, Lechel Venoisov, and you get panosa, you get Tzai Ruchni, Tzai Gashmias. Very simply, you get the one to say Oz Yoshir, just say it. Oz Yoshir, the page Shulchan Aruch. It's not some sacred out there that they found a Kfav Yad somewhere. It's Meister, Oz Yoshir, Shulchan Aruch, come with other Echidim already. Now, the Gerek is saying it tomorrow, Echonami, it's brought down in the Svarim that Rebbeinu Menachem Mendel Grimanov, he's a Makar from the Indus saying it tomorrow, school for Parnasa. So fine, maybe Holofot didn't say it tomorrow, but he says it, say Shnayim Ekevecha Targum. Simon Alf, no one says, say Shnayim Ekevecha Targum. Now, could you say it, the Indus Pasha on Shabbos? Can you say it on Shabbos? Can you ask for Parnasa on Shabbos? The Loch is the Mice, you cannot ask for your Parnasa on Shabbos, that we learned already. It can ask you about cautious. However, it says the Mishmur Pasha Mon, you can. The core of the story is because Beth is not saying any words of Parnos over here. It's saying the Torah over here. Therefore, but you can't say the Bakosh is in the Parsha Mon on Shabbos, which leads to another question, Miyuchud to the Shabbos. That seems to be there's an Indian out there, and by Tu B'Shvat, to go down for an Esrig. It's brought down from the Mnei Schosko, from the Rabbi Seinu, that Tu B'Shvat, people down for to have a beautiful, nice, gorgeous, kosher Esrig, depends what you want to put it under. And therefore, it comes along, they said to have an Esther, can you daven for it this Shabbos? Say, well, daven for it. Is that a bakosha or not? So the Maisa, the Yisra's question to the Rukhna Chreinim, Paiskim is Manazeh, this Abiyashim says, Aloha to if bakosha is negate to Parnosa, this negate to Rukhnias. Yes, you can put kosher Esther. Not negate to your Parnosa, not saying get a cheap Esther. Don't say anyone get a cheap Esther. The words that you read the Nusach, to have a beautiful kosher Esther over here. The Shmuel says the Maaser, what are you diving for? He diving to Mekayim the Mitzvah Kitekunai, and therefore the points can say, "Ikri can Hakamu." When we wrote to Mekayim, can you ask you this question? He diving and asking because the Mekayim wrote back. Batzeres, you need an Ali Elon. And Shmuel, you diving about the trees. What will do with Tu B'Shvat? Didn't that Batzeres? So another Sefer wrote to him also wrote back Batzeres. After the third Sefer asked him, he also wrote back to Batzeres. But the fourth time, I think he got the point where he wrote Machshav Yikan. But I'm not sure why he wrote Machshav Yikan. He can have Machshav. Well, again, obviously he did not do it at all on Tu B'Shvat. You went down for your fruit on Esrog. That's not serious. That's the case of Shavuos. Shai Bliski Maish says not to, but the Maish seems to be those who do daven and they do follow the Mahalach Mnei Schoskos do not seem to be a problem to daven for it on Tu B'Shvat. Now, if you're davening for on Tu B'Shvat to show up to your friends or besides it's getting cheaper, then maybe you can't. But again, that's not the Nusach over here. The Nusach is to have a kosher, Yafa, Mahodur, the Esrog, and Mahodur. You can't do it. The Ger to the Shabbos. Attack you always Zaycha to have a Mahodur. Especially a culture in your
past. You must learn.